Whoa, partner, whoa. That's right, you found us. The Grin and Bear Show, right here on 88.9 KETR. On this episode, the Tallamarla is all abuzz with the particular happenings in the summer of 1954. What does the fluctuation in the electrical power, the green goo, and a possible alien abduction have to do with the residents of this sleepy West Texas town? Stay tuned and find out on this episode of the Grin and Bear Show as we present What's Cooking on the Airwaves of Marla.
Morning, Vera. Rita here at the diner today or still working with Dr. Gephardt?
Well, Sheriff Moody, she's working with Dr. Gephardt. She may be working in the laboratory for quite some time.
It must be something pretty big. Commander Crisp is staying in the downtown hotel. They have me checking the locks of the lab door every evening. And when he comes to town, I know something's up.
Well, Commander William Crisp will be here any minute along with Rita and Dr. Gephardt von Brandt. Rita leaves early every morning to begin working on that lab before they come to the diner for breakfast.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Commander, I guess you've been to check the lab already this morning.
Yes, and I do appreciate you taking extra time to keep an eye on things in the evenings. We can't afford anything going wrong.
We were just trying to figure out what in the world Dr. Gephardt could be working on that keeps Rita away from her diner.
Well, chemistry is her first love. She said that's why she went into the business of cooking. It's all chemistry. And after all, no one can come up with the dishes she can order up. You know, she studied under the university, and Dr. Gephardt was her professor. Then, they worked together on some top-secret project in the government right after her graduation, and she still won't talk about it. Then, she made a go at this lovely little diner with all our family recipes.
Well, between Dr. Gephardt and Rita, we might gain some insight on what is going on back at the Bradley Ranch.
Tell me how that lab has anything to do with caves and flying saucers and creepy things that happen at the Stuart Bradley's ranch.
And after the temperature changes and its pressure is stable, we can then calculate.
I hope my algebra hasn't gotten too rusty.
No, don't worry yet. We have to concentrate on determining the initial and the final temperatures first.
Well, good morning, Commander Crisp and Sheriff Moody. Did y'all come in for some of Vera's cooking today?
Well, I think you're awfully lucky to have Vera stay in Marla for a while and cook while you're at the lab. It's much more like your cooking than when Francis fills in as a cook.
Now, Commander, I cooked the grits and the bacon this morning.
Nothing personal, Francis. It's just these biscuits and chocolate gravy are heavenly. And I know it has to be Rita and Vera's family recipe.
I think we missed Howard Mitchell on the radio this morning. Francis, turn the radio on and let's see if we've missed out on any excitement in our little old town of Marla.
Marla Town Picnic is expected to be a big hit this month with good food, games, and ending with a live band and a dance contest. This will take place in the park between 5 and 9. We hope for a successful turnout, and ladies, don't forget to bring those pies, homemade ice cream, and all your favorites. That's my favorite part of the whole picnic. Chamber of Commerce fellows, we want to meet early that morning to string lights in the park and around the bandstand. So, don't forget the Marla Town Picnic Saturday. It'll be a great time.
What is causing all that static?
Lately, it's been that way every morning at the same time.
Yes, and around 8 in the evening, too. What's with the power flickering and making the lights dim?
I don't know, and it always seems to occur right after the radio clears up.
Francis, turn the radio back on and see if the static is gone.
Oh, Christina, I'm longing for you. Full of emotions, bewildered and blue. Like a bird in a cage that's forgotten how to fly. Christina, I need you in my life.
hit Christina. Now, let's get back to our show.
Unbelievable. What could make static and interfere with the power lines? It doesn't make any sense.
The Board of Electric has checked out the relays earlier yesterday, and they couldn't find any damage or problems.
Yes, very strange indeed.
Well, Commander Crisp, does this mean that in the morning we have to take a trip to the Bradley Ranch? It seems something strange happens in this town. We always end up there.
I do have a meeting tomorrow with Stuart Bradley. We should go ahead and make it about this time. Let's say 6 a.m. Can you make it and still be back in time to help set up the picnic lights in the park?
Sure. Chamber of Commerce is meeting at 10 a.m., so that would give us plenty of time.
Vera, I'll come back early from the lab to help with the pies for the picnic. I think Corrine Stewart is making potato salad, and we can fry up the chicken just before we go.
I'll slice the watermelon and make the deviled eggs. Are you going to sing at the picnic, Vera?
The band asked me to sing a song. I have practice tonight, so I hope you don't mind taking over the diner for about an hour. It'll be after the supper crowd.
Oh, sure. Well, y'all run along now. I'll take care of the diner this evening.
What have Rita and Dr. Gebhardt been working on in the lab? What is causing the fluctuation in electrical flow to the city? These and other questions to be answered, so stay tuned to 88.9 KETR and the Grin and Barrett Show.
Vera, we have a big day today with the picnic and all.
I'll close the diner right after the lunch crowd. Did you and Gebhardt make any progress in the lab yesterday? That greenish stuff you're working on from the caves? I mean, any ideas yet of where it's from or where it came from? And what about the other things you found in the cave?
Wait a second, Vera. The lab door is open. Dr. Gebhardt wouldn't leave his lab open with all the lights out like that. Something must be wrong. Hurry! What has happened here? Gebhardt! Dr. Gebhardt! Are you in here? I don't see him anywhere. Quick, run back to the motel and call Sheriff Justice and tell Commander Crisp to get here right away.
Welcome to the Hotel Del Verde. May I help you?
Quick, call Commander William Crisp down here immediately. It is an emergency, and get Sheriff on the phone.
Right away, ma'am.
Operator, get me Sheriff Moody's house, please. This is an emergency. Gebhardt, where are you and what's happened here?
Rita, are you all right?
It's Gebhardt. He's gone.
Sheriff Moody, we're in here.
Is everyone okay?
We're fine. It's Gebhardt. Someone got him. I just know it. Look at what we were working on. It's destroyed. The whole lab demolished.
Well, everyone stand aside. I need to get this area roped off before the entire town wakes up and begins to trample through here. Rita, Commander, just wait outside. We need to pay a visit to the Bradley Ranch after this is closed off.
Vera, you go on to the diner and open up before Francis gets there. I'll go back there after I get back from the ranch.
Sheriff, you're going to find Gebhardt. You just have to.
Don't worry, Vera. I'll get to the bottom of this yet.
Sheriff Justice, when was the last time you checked on the lab doors?
It was around 11 o'clock last night, locked up tight as a drum. I think we need to load up and head to the Bradley Ranch.
Whenever you are able, I'm deep. the gate. I beg your pardon, my false sense of security. Imagination gets the best of me.
And that was Mike Harmon with his new hit, Thin Ice. And now back to the Green and Bear Show right here on 88.9 KETR.
Commander Crisp, Moody Justice, Rita, just heard from Vera. She said you can't find Dr. Gebhardt. What's all this about?
Gebhardt was working on the properties from the substance we found in the caves on your ranch. Have you noticed anything out of the ordinary as of late, especially around these caves?
Out of the ordinary according to what? If you want to know about any strange sounds or weather patterns, it's all been kind of quiet.
You haven't seen any Russians hanging around here, have you?
No sign of anyone here but my ranch hands. And believe me, they stay away from this area if at all possible. Unless maybe the light's flickering a bit. Crean says around 6 in the morning. And then we both notice them around 8 o'clock. That's just been this week, though. The radio has been a bit static just before that.
Maybe that is just Marla's power company.
Sheriff and I were talking on the way out here and would like to come out here tonight as the sun goes down and see if there is any activity. Are you and Corrine going to the picnic?
We had planned on it. Now I'm not sure. Should we just stay here and look for Dr. Gebhardt? Any ideas or leads?
I would like everyone to go to the picnic as planned. We need to see if any strangers show up and get back here before the picnic's over. That way we can step in unexpectedly. Other words, catch them in the act.
Sheriff Moody has put some deputies on the case, and they'll be on the lookout around town and the science lab. We want to put a couple of men at the front road coming into your place too, Stuart.
Whatever works to find Dr. Gebhardt.
We need to head back to town. We have a lot of preparation for the picnic.
Who has taken Dr. Gebhardt? What is really in those caves at the Bradley Ranch? Stay tuned and find out on The Gruden Barrett Show.
Welcome to the annual Marla Town Picnic. What a wonderful day we have to enjoy all the delicious looking foods the ladies have brought. And also, we have music on the bandstand with a special song by Vera Baker. But for now, all you strong men in the crowd, we're drawing straws for the tug-of-war teams. Come meet me at the bandstand, and the children are meeting right afterwards for the sack races. And now, for the band and that special voice, it's Vera Baker.
Such I never thought it could be possible.
Evil needs to get me What
happens to me now? Actually, he got a 6 power. What do you want from me?
Rita, get Vera and Commander Crisp. It's time to go. We've got to get back to those caves before it's too late.
What are you expecting to be in those caves now, Moody?
Commander Crisp has a theory, and it is getting close to 8 o'clock. We'll have to wait and find out.
Is this going to show us where Dr. Gebhardt is?
Let's see if we can get an update on the radio.
Why do we have to listen to that static, William Crisp?
If my theory's correct, we need to be at the cave when the radio clears.
Isn't that when the power begins to play tricks for a moment or two? Do you know what's going on?
What about Gebhardt? Will we find him near the cave?
I haven't seen any evidence of comings or goings in or out of the cave, Commander.
That's if they're on foot, Stuart.
They? What do you mean, they?
Rita, what time is it now?
My watch has 8:05. What happened to the car lights? They're flickering off and on.
Stay away from the mouth of the cave.
Lord have mercy. What is this? Gee whiz, that's absolutely incredible.
Wow, from outer space. Nobody's gonna believe this.
Sheriff, you take the right flank, and everyone else stay back until I give you the signal.
Where is it? Nothing's in here. Where'd it go?
Come on in, everybody, and watch at the entrance of the cave. More could come flying in.
It's too dark in here.
Here's an extra flashlight, Stuart.
Wait, turn off the lights for a minute.
Are you crazy? I can't see a thing.
There's a soft yellowish-green glow coming from this direction.
Yeah, I see it. Someone's here, too.
Dr. Gebhardt? Is that you?
The green goo, don't touch it. It might be lethal.
Are you all right?
I'm okay, but stay away from the glow. The radiation, it's deadly.
Wait there, Dr. Gebhardt. We'll get you out.
Here's a rope, Commander Crisp.
Put the rope around you, and we'll lift you away from that glob of stuff.
Gebhardt, you made it. Where have you been?
Look at your head. You may have a concussion. Let's get you to the hospital.
No, I'm fine, I tell you. I've been inside the spacecraft. It's spectacular. The intelligence it takes to create such a magnificent machine. It's similar to a form of transdimensional engineering. And the life forms are gathered here from different places in the universe. The ones here at the cave site they're studying the gravitational effects of the Earth's core and how it reacts to the navigational systems. They possess a way to communicate.
Marla's very own scientist, Dr. Gebhard von Brandt, that had been missing, was found in the cave at the Bradley Ranch last night. He is fine, but suffers a light concussion after being forced from his lab by unknown assailants. Dr. Gebhard seemed to be disoriented at first and was rambling, but soon regained his cognitions.
Well, this morning the radio was perfectly clear. No static.
As clear as Dr. Gebhard's story about what happened. At least as clear as the town of Marla will ever know.
You've been listening to The Grin and Bear Show with the episode What's Cooking Over the Airways in Marla, written by Lisa Gish. Tonight's actors included Dr. Gebhard von Brandt, Gary Herbst, Rita Baker, Eve Gish, Stuart Bradley, Brad Bergen, Sheriff Moody Justice, Mike Harmon, Commander William Chris, R. Kevin Morris, Vera Baker, Amanda Gish, Francis Allen, Heather Moore, Howard Mitchell, Jeff Garrison, and the hotel clerk was played by David Gish. Musical and talent tonight included Brad Bergen, Mike Harmon, and Amanda Gish. We'd like to thank Matt Minky, our producer, editor, and sound engineer. Join us next month for another exciting adventure on the Grin and Bear Show right here at 88.9 KETR, the place for homegrown Texas entertainment.